Samsung.
Yeah.
They announced new SSDs, not really consumer SSDs.
No, these are enterprise parts.
But I think even consumers would be interested when they hear that there's a 4 terabyte, 2.5 inch drive.
Yeah, option. 7 millimeters thick, even. Like the thin.
So the thin 2.5 inch.
The thin style 2.5 inch, right? Basically, if you've seen any Samsung SSD recently, even like 840 series and up, like it's this enclosure. It's the 7 millimeter enclosure. They all have the same size these days. Now, a few weeks back, Samsung released 2 terabyte models of the 850 Pro and the 850 Evo.
Right.
Yep. Right. So that was the thing, right? It was like, hey, we haven't seen 2 terabytes kind of squeezed in this for consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There were enterprise parts that did that. I haven't seen a 4 terabyte enterprise SSD that was that thin. Like, I just haven't seen one. Usually they have folded over PCBs.
Oh, right.
And each PCB has, you know, flash packages on both sides, and they're doing everything they can to just squeeze as much flash, you know, as many packages as they can in there to get higher capacities. And when we looked at the 2 terabyte 850 Evo that they just launched, we noticed, wow, they're just stacking more dies within the packages. And they're just like, there's still not that many packages. Like, there's enough room for them to like double this, and they could do a 4 terabyte. That was my thoughts just 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Sure enough, there it is. Right. This is now the model numbers are kind of funky with Samsung.
On the enterprise side, SM863 versus PM863.
Yes. And I still don't know what the S or the P actually.
I would say S is not single.
No, it's not single. It doesn't even convert.
It's multi-level cell.
Yeah. It doesn't convert with SLC, MLC, any of that. No, it has nothing to do with any of that. It's just like the S is kind of like their higher grade, and the P is kind of like their lower grade, if
gotcha.
You will. Right. But the SM863 is going to be the equivalent of like an 850 Pro,
okay,
which is MLC, right? Same kind of flash. So they're putting the VNAND in enterprise SSDs, which is another, like, you know, this is newer for them, mm-hmm. right? The new style VNAND, the 32-layer stuff that they have in the 850 series, that's going to be in these. So that's the first time we've seen that come into enterprise parts. So that's SM863, which goes all the way up to 2 terabytes, which you could kind of expect that line just matches the 850 Pro right now.
Okay.
Right, they all match. Cost per gig is a little bit higher. You know, they're tuned differently. They're not tuned for consumer workload. They're tuned for stuff like hitting them with 4K random access all day long, you know, for the whole lifetime.
That's a firmware tuning, right?
It's firmware tuning, yeah. But, I mean, the controller is probably identical. Like, the actual hardware of the controller, same kind of controller, you know, same kind of flash memory, just, you know, basically just some secret sauce in there in the firmware tuning. The 860, the PM863 is a little bit different from the 850 Evo, okay. Right? It's still TLC, it's VNAND, okay, all that stuff's the same, except the capacities go all the way up to 3.84 terabytes, which is a lot of terabytes for a very small SSD.
It's almost 4 terabytes, depending on your math. It's a $2,200 part.
Yes.
Which is a lot of money.
It is, but it's still less than 60 cents a gig for an enterprise part, mm-hmm. which is designed to just beat the crap out of 24/7.
If you had stupid amounts of money, would a consumer buy this and could they use it in their system?
There's nothing stopping you. I mean,
the fact that it's tuned differently won't really affect anything.
You might see, so the way the firmware tuning kind of works back and forth is a consumer part might give you a little bit better random write performance, but it can only do it for a relatively small amount of writes.
Mm-hmm.
Then it runs out of steam, right? Because it's only optimized, you know, you can only, you know, it's a give and take, right? You can only get so much out of that until you hit some kind of a brick wall.
Okay.
The enterprise parts will initially random write slower, but they will do so at the same rate, just like
all the way across.
Yeah. It just for forever, basically, gotcha. Right? They'll still vary a little bit. Like if it's brand new, they always go faster than when they're used a little bit. But yeah, it's just tuned to be just more consistent, right? So nothing would stop a person from buying one or several of these and putting them in a RAID on a motherboard, or if you want to go really crazy, it'll work, right? The other really impressive thing about this release was just their ratings, their endurance ratings. So the warranty periods are shorter on these. The 850 Pro is like a 10-year warranty. 850 Evo is a 5-year warranty. These parts, that comes down to a 5-year and a 3-year warranty.
Okay.
But then again, you know, these kinds of things wouldn't stay in the rack for more than 3 years typically. Well, like they would have been upgraded to the next thing or cycled out. But for those warranty periods, the TLC version, the 4 terabyte TLC version, can write 5,600 terabytes.
So
that's over five petabytes.
5.6 petabytes
of data.
Writing.
Of writing.
Okay.
Which is a lot petabytes. it's a lot of gigabytes.
But it's higher on the other model.
It's even higher. Even though the MLC model, right, which you can't get in a 4 terabyte capacity, it's in only up to 2 terabytes, right? Which you would think would cut that endurance in half, but no, it's MLC versus TLC, so you get higher endurance.
Yep.
So even though it's half the capacity, it's a 12 petabytes total. So over 12,000.
So 12 petabytes is how many iterations of that drive?
It's like that works out to around 4 full, like fill it 4 full times per day.
For the entirety of its warranty period?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Fill it 4 times, fill a 2 terabyte SSD 4 times a day. I mean, is that something that an enterprise environment might actually do?
They might actually, if they have just a crazy workload. Yeah. But it'd have to be awfully sequential to do that to these. Usually they don't write at the full speed at 4K random.
Yep.
And if it's doing like online transaction stuff, it's not going to be writing all the time. It's going to be reading some, things like that. But those are things that you have to consider if you're designing some kind of a system, that's going to have these in it. But it's just impressive numbers, right? It's just like, wow, that's just a lot.
I wouldn't say it's quite consumer ready yet, but hey, again, I'm still waiting for the, 10 cents?
You want 10 cents.
I want 10 cents per gig. So that would make a 4 terabyte drive like $400.
Yeah. Well, I mean, any of these things, right? Like I think even someone commented on this, I'm not going to be happy until I see something, some low number.
Uh-huh.
But any of these things to come out, right? Now there's enterprise SSDs launching at less than $1 a gig.
Mm-hmm.
Like that used to be several dollars a gig, right? So every time you see another thing come out that undercuts the other guys by the next little bit, it just... Everything is going to push down.
You still don't think we'll see 10 cents by middle of next year, huh?
Middle of next? I don't think we're going to hit 10.
Oh, yeah, we will.
On a
consumer drive.
On a thumb drive, maybe.
No, consumer drive. Oh, yeah, we'll be there for sure.
Fingers crossed. I'm hopeful, just like you are.